It's here and now, and since I'm in Los Angeles, we're going to do a special in-person edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Joining me here at NPR West is KCRW's Travis Holcomb. Hi, Travis.
Hey, Jeremy.
And Marion Hodges of KCRW also with us. Hi, Marion.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
And, you know, I'm sure this is not the most exciting place you have been in the last week because you both just came back from the Coachella Music Festival. And I have to ask you about that. First of all, Travis, what was there? What was exciting?
Man, like, if you're a music lover, it's like the Super Bowl. There's just so many acts you can go check out. I mean, the highlights for me were really the unexpected stuff. Like, I did not think I would like Hans Zimmer, which is sort of like, let's see what this is like. And we went straight from DJ Khaled, who had ASAP Ferg on stage, to Hans Zimmer. And it totally blew my mind. I mean, I don't really get a chance to go see orchestral music that often. And I think that's the beauty of the festival, is that you'll always discover new things there.
And Marion, what stuck out to you at Coachella?
Well, honestly, I had to head out a little bit late, so I didn't get to have the full Coachella experience this year, which was kind of a bummer. So I just stuck to my favorites. Daphne doing a DJ set is something that I will never miss. So Daphne is the side project of Caribou, Dan Snaith. And when he DJs as Daphne, it's a lot more cerebral and meditative. And he builds these sets so perfectly. They usually start very minimalist and just turn into this glorious dance party. So it's always good to see him. And then New Order, who are one of my favorite bands of all time, put on such a killer set. So I kind of ended the weekend with New Order and then a few minutes of Kendrick Lamar, and that was just perfect.
Who we're going to hear from in a few minutes. But did you camp out there? How do you stay at night at Coachella?
No, we were staying in the same place. There was a house in like outside of Palm Springs that we rented out for the weekend with a bunch of friends.
But some people do camp.
Some people do camp. But the thing is, it's like, it's so hot that as soon as the sun comes out, then you've got to wake up because it's going to be 90-something degrees in your tent. So.
Right. Those are usually the people that you see there as soon as the festival gates open, because they're just like, we've got to get out of these tents and might as well go see some music. And they usually camp out in the Yuma tent where all the dance music is because it's dark and they have beds.
And air conditioning.
And air conditioning.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to some of the music. And starting with you, Marion, you wanted us to hear from the London duo Public Service Broadcasting. This is called Progress.
Machines will do the heavy work. Men will supervise the machines.
You owe much to these machines. Horsepower, not manpower. Brains, not raw.
Now, Public Service Broadcasting, we should say, we're not talking about NPR here, but what should we know about them?
Well, they're kind of an interesting project. So, as you mentioned, they're a duo, and how they make their music is they basically create their own tracks. They start with an electronic bass, then they add guitars and live drums, and they put together this really quirky kind of music, and they use it to fit the clips that they're putting over it, basically found footage. So it's old public service information reels, hence the name. It's propaganda films, it's newsreels, that kind of thing. And so they've done one about the history of Everest. They've done a whole record about the space race.
And what is this one about?
And so this one is about coal mining in South Wales and kind of how that industry collapsed. And they're using it as a metaphor for just a sort of global change and how things that seem great and progressive at the time can just go in weird directions. Mm-hmm.
Well, Travis, you wanted us to hear something from Kendrick Lamar's new album, which is getting a lot of attention right now. This is called Humble. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Eat up your per diem, you just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell them be humble. Hold up. Sit hold down. Hold up. Be humble. Sit down, sit down, sit down, be humble. You're making me feel really hip right now because I had actually already heard this one, but it is new and people are talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure since you're here in Southern California, you're going to be hearing it blaring out of cars at least a couple more times during your stay. But it's apparently it's the number two song in the country right now, and it's the highest charting song Kendrick Lamar has ever had. He just came off of his headlining show this past Sunday at Coachella, and he debuted the live version of all these tracks, most of the tracks from his new album, Damn. But it's just, you know, Kendrick has just come back with a fury. Like, he sounds like he has a chip on his shoulder with this on this song and throughout the whole album as well. And this song, Humble, is sort of basically telling other rappers to sit down and be humble and, like, bow down to my lyrical prowess. And a lot of people have speculated whether or not, you know, rap thrives on beef, and a lot of people have speculated whether or not it's directed at any particular rapper like Drake or Big Sean, or if it's just to everybody in mass.
Well, I also had heard some speculation that he released this album and then maybe he was going to release another album on Easter, a la Jesus and the Resurrection.
That was a rumor that went around for a little while.
Didn't happen.
But apparently he's got another album's worth of material in the can already. So I guess he's waiting for the right time to deploy it, or maybe he never will. Who knows?
What do you think of his new album versus his 2015 album, To Pimp a Butterfly?
You know what? There's not really a narrative through line on this new album. I feel like To Pimp a Butterfly and Good Kid, Mad City both sort of had that. This one, there is sort of like a there's a cohesive feel to the album, but there's not necessarily one that tells a story through the album. And I think that's one thing that makes it a little bit different. Also, I feel like the last couple of albums have had a lot more jazz-influenced production that he's rapping over. This one, especially the song Humble, doesn't sound like anything that was on either of the last two albums. It's more of like an 808s and piano riff kind of thing that's a little more stripped down than what he normally works over.
All right, well, Marian, back to you. Let's listen to another one. This is Moulin X with Love, Love, Love. They would have been playing this in the dance tent at Coachella.
Absolutely. So Moulin X is a Portuguese DJ producer. I came to know him more for his remixes. He's done ones for Cut Copy. He did Robin and Royksopp when they put out that great EP together a couple of years ago. And he's done a lot of original material. He has two albums out there already. He's working on one that'll be released at the end of this year. And it's just kind of ruling my world right now. Hmm. It's just pure musical sunshine. You can hear it's got that Tropicalia kind of sound. So I kind of think of it as like Os Mutantes or Caetano Veloso just got really into modern DJ culture and they made that track.
I love that phrase, musical sunshine. That's perfect for this.
Yeah.
All right, Travis, let's go back to you. And this is the British artist Yellow Days. This is Gap in the Clouds. I was just running around. So a couple of things I have to say about this. First of all, I love these artists, and this is kind of like Leon Bridges, where it's like a throwback to the 60s. You feel like this could come right out of the 60s.
I could see that. I mean, it's also kind of it's a weird fusion of soulful pop and bluesy vocals. Yellow Days is a 17-year-old. He doesn't sound 17, but it's a 17-year-old named George Vandenbreck. And Gap in the Clouds, it's a love song, and he says it's about the euphoria of feeling amazing after feeling low for so long, which is like just Gap in the Clouds is just such a beautiful and poetic way to put that feeling. And he's so far, he's only put out one EP, 7 songs on it, and they're all incredible. But Gap in the Clouds is my favorite of his.
How can he be only 17 years old?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like just bedroom production has been stepped up to a level where you're not just limited to a 4-track like you may have been 10 years ago, that you can do anything, basically.
Sounds like he's got an old soul.
It does, absolutely.
Well, Travis Holcomb and Marion Hodges, DJs at KCRW, great to see you guys in person. Thank you.
Good seeing you too, Jeremy. Thank you.
So great to see you.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.